Once, an Ethiopian was reading a good book. A man asked him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I, unless someone explains it to me?" I felt that way, have you? Books can be tricky. They can seem strange and mysterious. Here are three things that will help you understand what you're reading. The first thing is about the plot. Heads up! Watch for conflict. There's all kinds of conflict. Maybe it's with the forces of nature, floods and famines, earthquakes and tornadoes. These forces of nature set off a struggle for life and death. Another kind of conflict involves circumstances beyond the character's control. Some people call it fate. Others call it destiny. A third type of conflict is with society or culture. The character's values or beliefs differ from the society around him. Sometimes a character has internal conflicts with himself. He struggles with temptations, emotions, and what is right or wrong. The terms comedy and tragedy refer to the ways dramatic conflicts are resolved. Remember, conflict means a clash of forces or people, ideas or interests. Conflict creates the plot. If there's no conflict, there's really no story. A comedy does not always mean the story is funny or amusing. A comic tale begins with the hero in prosperity. Things usually go bad, sometimes really bad, but ultimately, everything is resolved in a happy ending. Comedies feature characters that transform from bad to good, surprise plot twists, reunions, miracles, sudden reversals of fortune, and rescues from disaster. The ending of a comedy is looking forward to a brighter future. A common ending for comedies is, "And they all lived happily ever after." Examples of a comedy are the movie Blindside. A homeless teenager gets a surprising new chance at life when a family invites him to join their family. In Shakespeare's The Tempest, Prospero the magician is betrayed by his brother, who steals his kingdom and tries to murder him. How about that for brotherly love? Although he has the chance, in the end, Prospero refuses to take revenge, and they all live happily ever after. The Bible is a story of conflict between good and evil. In the end, good wins, evil loses. So that means the Bible is a comedy. Those with a comic view of life suffer bad things, but expect a happy ending. Pain is still painful. Friends' betrayal is still bitter. People still lose their jobs. Doctors still deliver bad news. People end up married to people they don't love. But the expectation of joy changes those painful events. They're seen differently. In a tragedy, there is no happily ever after. A tragic tale begins with a hero in prosperity, but ends in catastrophe, usually his death. A tragic flaw causes his ruin, an error in judgment, pride, self-indulgence, lack of willpower, or spiritual recklessness. All tragic heroes begin in a high position from which they inevitably fall. The ending of a tragedy often looks backward to wonder what has happened, or how things might have ended differently if the hero hadn't made that first bad decision. For example, Macbeth is a story of treachery and guilt in Scotland. The villains end up dead. It's a very tragic ending. So, if you ever meet an Ethiopian who doesn't understand his book, you can help him. And remember, reading can change your life.